and thank you for joining us for another episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce, the podcast where we interview people working to recruit, train, and retain the future of the roofing industry. I'm John Espenshade with the National Roofing Contractors Association. Today, we are here to talk about 51% of Earth's population and how they are currently helping the roofing industry. I'm talking, of course, about women in roofing. And joining us today are two of the brass from National Women in Roofing, Christy Holbrook, president of Graham Roofing in West Point, Mississippi, an executive board member of National Women in Roofing, and also the state technical chair for the Skills USA effort in Mississippi. And also Anna Anderson, the CEO of Art Unlimited, an ad agency who works with contractors across the country. She also heads up the recruitment for National Women in Roofing. So, Christy, Anna, thanks a lot for joining. We hear a lot about National Women in Roofing and women in roofing in general. And we certainly see National Women in Roofing's presence at IRE and all the regional conventions. But what exactly is National Women in Roofing for? What are you guys trying to do?
National Women in Roofing is a group of awesome volunteers and a couple of staff people who help women in the roofing industry with their careers. We're here to support you no matter what part of the roofing process you're interested in, manufacturing, design, installation, investigation, repair, management, you name it, we can cover it. At National Women in Roofing, we hook you up with all kinds of cool stuff like networking events, mentors, educational opportunities, and even chances to get hired in the roofing industry. Whether you're just starting out or you're a total pro, we've got you covered from the roof to the boardroom. We are really all about helping women in roofing connect with each other and feel confident in what they do. And in doing so, we're making the roofing industry more professional overall. I know with my own experience, when I found National Women in Roofing, it was great to find a group of women that were in the industry and knew the challenges that I faced and could talk the same language that I could. So it's been a win-win for me, and I think it's a win-win for all women who get involved.
Yeah, and if I could take off of that, Christy, you know, as on the executive committee and the vice chair of National Women in Roofing, one thing that I hear from many women across the country as I'm traveling is NWIR, National Women in Roofing, is part of the oxygen that keeps them in a really healthy place within the roofing industry. It's that network that they can reach out to when they have specific questions. In some cases, it's that almost peer group type of community that helps support them through a variety of different topics, right? How women navigate safety has unique components, right? How they look at HR, and the list goes on. They need that type of mentoring and network to be able to thrive. And the retention of women when they are connected in the National Women in Roofing and they're working in the roofing industry, they stick because they have that support from National Women in Roofing. I was talking to one lady who just joined National Women in Roofing and actually just started her own roofing company. And she said, you know what? I saw the sticker on a truck go past me. And she said, I jumped out of my car. I was in heels. I ran through the parking garage and I skidded to a stop. She was so cute. And she said, as this woman got out of her construction truck with that NWIR sticker on the back, she said, my first question was, how do I join and how do I start my own company? So the brand is recognized, right, as something very powerful and embracing women who want to join the roofing industry at large. And again, it helps women stick. And I think that's one of the great opportunities for any contractor who's listening today. If you have women in your company that aren't members, this is your call to action today to say, hey, do you want them to stay? Do you want them to bring more women into your company? Sign up, get them that membership if they aren't already.
To be clear, because NRCA, you have to register as a company. You're saying that for National Women in Roofing, you can register as an individual?
Correct. Yes. It's individual memberships and all of the content, the events, everything is tailored to make sure that woman is supported and can truly flourish.
Forgive me, but I'm about to ask a question from a male perspective because
yeah,
it's the perspective that I have. What are some ways that, you know, is National Women in Roofing closed off, you know, to men? If, you know, if we want to, if a contractor who is a man wants to, you know, engage with National Women in Roofing for the sake of understanding how to, you know, improve the circumstances for his business and recruit, you know, some strong and intellectually sound women to, you know, propagate and be beneficial to their organization, what are the ways that, you know, the guys can get involved?
So men are welcome to be members and attend most of our events. Obviously, the focus is on empowering women. And we know that men feel strongly about that. So we do, we call them allies. We do encourage men that want to support women in the roofing and want to encourage women to be in the roofing to join as an ally. I have been on the membership committee before and had one of the best allies on my committee, John Kenny, totally supports women in the roofing and has brought a lot to women in roofing with his knowledge.
What I would say is a statement that we have at the executive committee level is just this, and I'm going to read it verbatim because I think it's important for the NRCA members to understand. It says, "We formally embrace our allies and advocates and truly bring them into the fold. This is how we get stronger and enhance progress. It is together that we will progress." So I think that statement embraces that this, although it's an association that's designed to empower women, to strengthen those four pillars, we recognize that together we can progress to a whole nother level. So hopefully that's clarifying, John, as that it is a tricky question, right? And it has created in some cases conflict. But I think making sure that we keep the lens of supporting and enhancing the workforce opportunities for women, we're going to win, right? And that's essential.
So an example of, we had a breakout session at National Women in Roofing Day in March in Dallas, and our conversation and our table was difficult topics or hard conversations. And we had one man at our table. And of course, everybody kept referring to the man, and he said, I'm only here to listen. So at the end, we ask him, you know, why did you sit down at this table? Why did you attend National Women in Roofing? And his response was, I want to be a better boss to the females in my office. I want to recruit more females, but also I have daughters and I want to know what they're facing and how I can help them, which I thought was a great response.
Yeah. And certainly the doorway to learning is only open when you open it yourself, you know, but no one who thinks they know everything can ever learn anything important. And you used, y'all used one word that I thought was really important when kind of addressing the workforce shortage, which is inclusivity, you know, but the industry is in this really interesting point where there is this kind of, you know, need for all kinds of people. And that does mean that all kinds of people who are talented can enter this industry and potentially be very, very successful just by the nature of, you know, hard work, you know, applying yourself and working towards improvement. And I think that this is, you know, potentially a very interesting door for a lot of women to have successful careers in this industry. Let's take a step back, and I want to know about, you know, some of the general activities. You know, what are each of you involved with, and as it applies to, you know, working with your organization, National Women in Roofing and NRCA and the roofing industry in general, and kind of all of it. But what are the things that y'all are actively doing? Christy, let's start with you.
So I'm going to talk about what I'm doing as a individual and what my company Graham Roofing has been doing the last few years to help with the workforce problem. One of the biggest things we did is we formed a group with some local contractors that were out doing the same things that Graham Roofing we were doing. We were in the CTE programs talking about roofing. We were going to high school job fairs. So we were all doing the same thing, and we were all doing it individually. And we had a consultant that came to us and said, hey, guys, there's five or six of you who are doing the same things, why don't y'all get together and discuss and see if y'all can do something big as a group? We hit it off. We all knew each other, hit it off, and we formed a foundation called Forge, which is family organizations recruiting great employees, because we were all small local contractors in different areas of construction. So we formed that in 2018, and some of our biggest events have been an eighth grade hands-on expo that we do once a year. Last year, we had 2,000 eighth graders come through and do hands-on experience, anything from bricklaying to building cornhole boards to roofing, getting on simulators and then getting in the trucks and honking the horn and acting like they're driving. It's a great two-day event. The other thing that we're doing with Forge is we do an interview day where we take the second and third year career tech students in our area and we interview them based on their program. So if it's construction, I might interview them, but if it's culinary, we bring in other industry to interview those kids. That has been very powerful. We had about 500 at our last interview day in 9 schools, I believe, which is pretty big for our area. Some of the other things that we do to help with workforce development is, you know, get in with your manufacturers. They offer so many great programs to help you with recruitment. We recently just did a partnership with GAF and had a GAF Roofing Academy where the only thing Graham Roofing had to do was provide the facility. GAF brings in a trainer. They recruit people needing jobs. They provide all the materials. It's a 1-week class. At the end, they graduate. It's great. I'm hiring 3 of those myself this week. So great program. There's all kinds of things like that. But get involved. Work with your CTEs. Go to career fairs. Work with your high schools. In our area, we have these great things called career coaches. They're different than counselors. They're helping kids find their path. You know, get involved with them. And of course, the other thing that we like to do is we're celebrating National Roofing Week because we're trying to promote roofing, not only appreciating our own employees, but letting everyone else know what a great industry this is. So those are some of the things that we're doing.
I think Christy has one of the gold standards when she says those are some of the things that we're doing, right? So many contractors that are probably listening will go, oh my goodness, their notebook, that one page is probably full. So to tag off of what Christy shared, super practical is so many manufacturers have great educational information, right? That is never tapped into by the contractor to help with some of their recruiting efforts, specifically with National Women in Roofing. We have a host of different webinars and educational options that are archived that our members can go back to, or if you're a member and you want to recruit or help bring some friends, family, whatever it might be, into the industry, those educational offerings will probably help them have a stronger awareness of what does the roofing industry look like and how can I thrive and be a part of something bigger. And, you know, we always say, hey, at National Women in Roofing, we're about education, we're about mentoring, we're about networking, and you know, there's many other things, but when it comes to recruiting, it's those 3 things, right? If you're not educated, empowered, you're not going to be successful. If you don't have a network or someone to mentor you, you're going to probably feel stifled. So tap into those resources around you, and the women within your workforce are going to thrive.
Yeah. And you hit on something, Anna, that I kind of preach. If there's, you know, some branding I would have around the workforce development effort, it's a 3-step process. You recruit, you train, and you retain. But you need all 3 of those things. You need to have an ongoing education delivered to the people in your organization, not just installers, but your in-office workers too. They need to see that investment that you're putting in each of them day in and day out. They need to know where they're going as a member of your organization. So before we get to the back end of this, just wanted to let everyone know that this episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce is brought to you by Densdeck Roof Boards. Are your clients thinking about what their roof will look like in the future? Building owners need your expertise when it comes to extending the life of their commercial roof. That's when you tell them about DensDeck roof boards with three solutions to fit various design intent. Our original gypsum cover board protects against foot traffic, weather events, and fire. It also has the strength needed to support future roof installs like solar panels and HVAC. Use DensDeck Prime Roof Board to enhance your roof's moisture resistance. Finally, protect your roof from extreme wind uplift and hail damage with DensDeck Storm X Prime Roof Board. They're FM classified for very severe hail and approved single-ply membrane assemblies. So help your clients choose a resilient roofing system and make sure DensDeck roof boards don't get value engineered out of your next job. You'll strengthen your rooftops and your customer relationships. Visit DensDeck.com/stopcallbacks for more information. Getting back into it. Again, we are joined by Christy Holbrook and Anna Anderson, both from National Women in Roofing and other organizations. But next question that I have is National Women in Roofing just a national organization, or are there, similar to NRCA, you know, regional options for people to get involved more so in their community rather than just, you know, say anywhere on the map?
So, yes, we do have chapters, which we call councils, located throughout the country. State and local councils are a great way for people in the roofing profession to connect and learn from each other. These councils offer a chance to attend fun educational events and make new friends. Plus, they're all about helping women advance their careers in the industry. So if you're looking to network and grow in the roofing world, definitely check out your local council. Councils are a great way to connect with people in the women in the roofing industry in your area. They have meetings, they have events, a lot of fun things. They do a lot of hands-on. You can find that on our website, nationalwomeninroofing.org, and find out if there's a council near you.
You know, and as Christy shared about the councils, we're super excited. Not only do we have councils across the U.S., but we have been breaking ground with the northern country, Canada, which I'm in Minnesota, close to the Canadian border, so it's near and dear to my heart. And we're looking at future expansions because women are everywhere, right? And roofs are everywhere. So why not continue to expand? If you go to the nationalwomeninroofing.org website, you can go to the tab called councils and find a council near you. So that's the very practical application of what Christy was talking about, because that in-person experience is phenomenal, right? That's where friendships are born. And that's, again, part of that glue to keep people in the roofing industry and to continue to expand it for women and men alike. And then we just launched, and uber excited about this team, is the NWIR community. So if you, again, go to the NWIR website, it's the last tab on the main menu, and you're able to join an online community where all members are present. And so watch for more information about this. It's an internal, private, secure kind of social experience where women can support women and we can continue to elevate and lift up and walk through some fun conversations, some hard conversations. And we just launched our first Latino Hispanic council, which is so exciting. And we have a fantastic turnout. And so that is a new offering that we're really, really stoked about. So there's a lot happening. And the most exciting thing is the women who are engaging and raising their hands, they're continuing to say, hey, how can I bring more to the table? These aren't passive members. These are members who say, let me do more. And they embrace the association like no other member. And we couldn't be prouder of those individuals because they are making NWIR what it is. So again, go to the website, check out councils, and in person or online or social experiences are all available. NationalWomeninRoofing.org.
nationalwomeninroofing.org. Christy, you're about to jump in.
Yeah, so I do still want to encourage everyone. I don't have a council in Mississippi, so I got involved on the national level. So if you don't have a council, you can get involved in the national level. And I loved it. But they've also have a virtual council that you can get involved in if you want a smaller group. I've enjoyed getting to know people on the national level and don't even know what it's like to have a council.
I'm the same. Yeah, I'm up by the Canadian border in northern Minnesota. And, you know, I'm used to having those distances, but this association, we break down those distances and the members are so, so welcoming.
And one of the fun parts about having a good national organization is being able to connect with that regional component, because that's really where you feel it. You know, it's nice to, you know, feel kind of this overarching umbrella of an organization like National Women in Roofing or like National Roofing Contractors Association. But that engagement that happens in those, you know, smaller, you know, regional meetings is really an interesting place to see kind of where the rubber meets the road in terms of what you guys are talking about in those council meetings that you do have at nationals. Going in, you know, this is Growing America's Roofing Workforce is the name of this podcast. So I am curious as to what are the things that National Women in Roofing are doing, both regionally and nationally, to grow the workforce development effort. Anna, how about you go first this time?
So National Women in Roofing does have a committee dedicated to recruitment. And we have found that there's a lot of opportunity, right? There's so many job fairs, such as Christy was talking about. And yet, most of the curriculum and information is designed to target a man or a young adult, right? And rather, it's not reflecting the woman and the man in some of the marketing collateral. Or is it a woman who's looking at transitioning from a current career path, and they're looking for an opportunity that maybe pays better, that has greater stability, and couldn't think of a better industry than the roofing industry, right? So we work on topics such as that, creating resources to help with our members and their recruiting efforts. So that's available as well on our website. And then we're also working on creating social content to be able to help promote and allow our members to recruit as well. The key thing that we've been working on and are releasing is similar to the NRCA, has educational and a website dedicated to recruitment, but our lens is a little different. It's recruiting the woman. Maybe she was a teacher, right? And what is a career path in the roofing industry that would support where she was in her past career path and where she wants to go next? So we've done some career path mapping and talked about that transition. And we've been working on some stories that support that. I was this and now I'm this in the roofing industry. So those are really exciting offerings. And we've also worked on creating a video series that talks about and says, hey, I'm a woman in roofing and I might be on a manufacturer level, or I'm a contractor in the admin side, or I'm in the installer side, or I'm an inspector, all areas of the roofing industry where women are present. We've worked on highlighting that. So we have a large national campaign that we're working on. And I think the greatest opportunity is not only supporting the industry and the women in the industry, but also looking beyond that, right? And there's so many women who are looking at their current career path and saying, will this pay enough to keep food on the table for my kids? There's a lot of deep and very serious questions that women are asking. And I'll be honest, the roofing industry can say, yes, we can do that, right? And so that is something we've been focusing on, is creating the curriculum, the information, visually representing that through a video series that will be leveraged in social media. And then we have all of the support pieces through National Women in Roofing to embrace them through the membership and really propel their new career path. So those are some of the things that the recruitment committee has been working on. But I know, Christy, you have so much going on with Skills USA and some exciting things that you're going to be jumping into in a couple of days, a couple of weeks.
So we are going to Skills USA June 19th through the 23rd in Atlanta. This is the first year that roofing will be at Skills USA. So we're trying to get more support from states in that.
How Skills USA works is Skills USA is a national career and technical education school competition. The biggest chunk of that is in the construction and architecture cluster, which until this year, roofing has not been an official contest in Skills USA, which is madness because as the chair of our CTE and Workforce Development Committee frequently says, when a child draws a house, they start with the roof. So that roofing, such an important part of all construction, can just be absent from Skills USA for 63 years is kind of shocking. And thanks in huge part to, you know, men and women around the country like Christy, who have taken on the responsibility of being the state technical chair for their entire state and really spearhead the addition of that contest in their communities is very much a great success. So Christy, why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, what your experience has been with Skills USA and with connecting with career and technical education schools and what it's like to forge those relationships with students in your home state.
So again, we've been working with CTE centers for about 5 years now, tried to get roofing in plugged in more. So it's been great that we now have this Skills USA to really make it all come together. Mississippi did not get to do it this year because it was right at the beginning of all this. So our goal is to have someone compete in 2024, have kids compete in 2024. But I am going to Atlanta to represent National Women in Roofing, and we're going to have a booth, have some giveaways, and just promote women in roofing and try to get kids involved and interested and excited about roofing.
Thanks. So if you could say one thing to everyone in the industry, women and men alike, about what is one thing actionable that they can do to start making a difference, what's some advice that you would offer?
You know, it seems very simple, but what I would look at is your current marketing strategy and look at it through the lens of someone who is a woman. And do you have women present within your photography? Do you have the communication or words that would resonate with her? And I think that is a differentiator with within some of the companies that only have men represented within their videography or photography. You know, switch that up a little bit. Look at the diversity from having women and men and then all races as well. Again, it seems so simple, but looking at it through that new lens and saying, hey, are we truly reflecting who we want to be, or is it what we are? And so making that shift within your company is going to pay dividends long-term, and you're going to see it. It's going to naturally change because, again, 51% of the population is women. So let's make it happen.
A big thanks to Christy Holbrook, the president of Graham Roofing in West Point, Mississippi, executive of National Women in Roofing, and Anna Anderson, CEO of Art Unlimited, and the head of the recruitment committee for National Women in Roofing. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm John Espenshade with NRCA, and we'll see you next time on Growing America's Roofing Workforce.